Good morning. Today is the second anniversary of my late wife, Barbara McDowell's death. And Bob and Sid have asked me to say a few words about Barbara's life and her role in the church and what she did in her career. Barbara came to Westmoreland probably some 17, 18 years ago after she had been divorced. And she found Westmoreland to be a very welcoming place. She found people friendly. She found a place to go in the women's book club, which she enjoyed. And I recall always reading the books the night before. She loved the music at the church. And Barbara was on the board of trustees. She also was on the Outreach Ministries Board and enjoyed a great role in being the president of the Shaw Community Ministries, where she spent many years working on projects related to the Shaw area in D.C. And she enjoyed all of that, especially the Shaw Scholarship Program, where she was a very generous contributor over the years. Some respects, Barbara's career was quite unusual. She was an exemplary lawyer. She graduated from Yale Law School. She clerked for Justice White. She joined a very prestigious law firm in Washington, D.C., and practiced for many years and became a partner in that law firm. And then, at a point in her career, after we got married and I told her that she had to stop working so hard, she joined the Solicitor General's office in the Justice Department, where she argued Supreme Court cases. And she argued some 19 Supreme Court cases, one of the few people in this last 100 years or so ever to argue two cases on the same day, including a case against Justice Roberts, who at the time was a practitioner, which Barbara won. And she enjoyed remembering that. After some seven years at the Solicitor General's office, Barbara had many opportunities before her, and I remember that we discussed a lot of them. One of them was to become general counsel of NBC, and we thought about moving to New York, and we thought about the fact that we would probably have Yankees tickets, but we decided not to do that. Barbara instead joined Legal Aid. Barbara could have had a job in any one of many, many law firms in Washington, D.C., making incredible amounts of money based on her career. But she went to work for Legal Aid for about approximately $55,000. And Barbara, in that job, started the appellate advocacy program to do appeals for Legal Aid, which had never been done before. And she developed that program, and it became incredibly successful. Barbara worked on cases involving domestic violence, housing, unemployment, and the like. After Barbara died, I decided that it would be appropriate to try to carry on Barbara's work. And I established the Barbara McDowell Foundation. And you have a handout today that it's a picture of Barbara and some of the information about the foundation and some of the good works that the foundation has done by some of the gifts that it has made in 2010. The foundation now has over $1 million in its coffers and will continue to make grants as the years go by. And the important thing is that Barbara so believed in giving and that she believed in it that in many ways from the values that she learned at Westmoreland. And if you see in the handout, you'll see some of the projects that are that we gave money to in the foundation over the last year. Also, my law firm, Drinker Bedell, set up a program at the firm to do high-impact systemic litigation. Drinker Biddle is a firm that's probably one of the oldest firms in the United States, started in the 1840s by Quakers, and has a long history of doing social justice programs. One of the first cases that we've done as part of the Barbara McDowell High Impact Program is a challenge to the death penalty process in Mississippi. And right now we have a case going on where we're challenging and trying to prevent the execution of 16 death row inmates in Mississippi, which are scheduled in the next year. That case is pending on appeal. We also worked on a case for food stamps in the District of Columbia when there was new legislation granting additional monies for food stamps in the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia government was very, very slow in implementing that program. We then began litigation, and we have now forced the D.C. government to give that money in a retroactive way to some thousands of people in the district, and resulting in some $17 million in back food stamps benefits being given to the residents of District of Columbia. These are the kinds of programs that this high-impact program has been working on. We're about to start a project in a southern state challenging the programs in that state for foster children. We also set up, in Barbara's name, an endowment at here at Westmoreland for the Social Ministry Outreach Board in setting up contributions so that the interest from that endowment would be going towards the programs of the social ministry here at the church. We've also set up an endowment at Legal Aid to fund Barbara's position, and so that position could be ongoing. And we have well over $200,000 in that endowment. This is all part of the spirit that Barbara brought to her life. And the foundation is the cornerstone of this work, and it's something that we hope will commemorate and keep going in terms of what Barbara so strongly believed in, which was social justice. Thank you very much.